And the credits are rolling, and this is 7-second delay. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Ken, where can I find this movie?
The movie is on the WFMU homepage.
I'm looking at it.
Try hitting...
I don't see the movie.
Try hitting refresh.
How do I do that?
Jesus, man.
Hold on.
There's a refresh button. I don't know what...
No, it's not playing here.
All right, go follow the link to the playlist page.
Okay, where's that?
See where it says... Oh, Irwin, can you start up our playlist?
Hey, Ken, when did the station get a website?
1993.
Oh, man, I like it.
Yeah, great. Do you see where it says 7-second delay?
No. Oh, there it is, yeah.
Maybe it says playlist and comments.
Yeah, it says listen live. Should I do that, listen live?
No.
Or pop-up player?
No.
No? All right, I could do it on my iPhone, I guess.
No, don't do it on your phone. It's see where it says now playing, Andy?
Yes.
And see where it says playlist and comments?
Yes.
Click on playlist and comments.
Can do. Can do, will do. Okay. Doing yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, yeah, hey, we see him. I'm looking at a movie.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, maybe we can bring everybody else up to speed as to what's going on here.
No need, man. No need to. It can just be you and me.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you're at home, we're watching a movie. It's the 1960 Jack Nicholson movie, Wild Ride.
He plays a juvenile delinquent. And, oh, this is the first scene where he leaves the party and he goes on the wild ride. Oh, I see. I see what we're doing, Ken.
Yeah.
We're watching a movie, all of us together. It's like a movie club.
Right.
But we don't have to go to the theater to watch a movie together.
Because you're too lazy to go to the theater or to come to WFMU.
No, it's not that I'm lazy. You've got to believe me, Ken. I swear on a stack of Bibles, it's not that I'm lazy. I just don't want to be around our listeners. You've got to believe me.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And, okay, so he went on the wild... So we're all watching this movie together. It's called The Wild Ride. If you can't get WFMU, you can also get it on YouTube for free.
Yeah, you can get it for free from the WFMU homepage, too.
Or on YouTube. It's in the public domain, so you know it's good. You know, if a movie's in the public domain, it's got to, because it's the mark of quality.
Yeah.
And we should tell people what... about where we are in the movie so they can catch up to us on YouTube.
Well, I think they should probably just try to watch it on the homepage. It's going to be really difficult for people to catch up to exactly where we are. But the idea here is that...
No, if you tell them what time in the movie it is...
I don't have that because we're just streaming it, Andy.
Well, no, then look at the clock. What time is it on the show? You started this at 6 o'clock.
It's just not exact enough. We're about 3 minutes 40 seconds in.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Okay,
does that hurt?
It's just far from exact.
It's perfect. Okay, so Jack Nicholson, this is an early Jack Nicholson. I believe he was 14 years old when he made this.
He looks older than 14.
I think he's 14 years old. And he went on a wild ride, and he killed a guy in the wild ride, right?
Right, he killed a cop.
He killed a cop. A cop was following him, and he hit the brakes.
Right. But he did it.
He
did it on
back to the party.
He did it
on
purpose.
Now he's acting all nonchalant. Oh my God, we've all been there, haven't we, Ken? We go out, we kill a cop, and then we try to act like nothing's happened.
Wait, how many cops have you killed, Andy?
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, I'm the only one here.
I have not killed a cop.
I'm telling you, every time I see The Wild Ride, I just go out. Wait for a cop to follow me. Okay, so there's Jack Nicholson's friends. They're all showing the cop the ID, right?
Yeah, that's what's happening. The cop's wearing a funny helmet. He's interviewing a 14-year-old Jack Nicholson right now.
Wait, put on the captions. Put on the...
Run off the road.
Put on the...
Yeah, no can do. Can't put the captions on, sorry.
Oh, no, the captions were hysterical.
They were
transcribed automatically mechanically by a computer. Okay. Oh, Jack Nicholson is being questioned. He doesn't have any ID, does he, Ken?
No, he doesn't.
So what's going to happen to him?
But I can tell the chicks at the party are really dig the young Jack Nicholson. Oh, there he's in the cop office now. He's being questioned.
No, wait, hold on. That's not what I'm seeing.
Yeah, well, you're all screwed up, my friend.
Wait, you're like 10 seconds ahead of me.
Where he spends his nights.
Wait, you're gonna see all the cool moments 10 seconds before me.
Perfect.
Hey, I'm certainly not gonna bet you on what's gonna happen. You have a 10 second advantage, like in The Sting, where they had a five second advantage over the horse race.
Yeah, in the fake horse race.
Wait, now this is him walking the line to see if he's drunk.
No. He's just sitting in the questioning room right now.
No! Oh, my God. You're 10 seconds ahead of me.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken, we're a little out of sync. You should watch it online like I am.
Okay. We'll try to do that.
Okay. Yeah. And then we'll be in sync. Ken, I long, I ache to be in sync with you.
You know what this is?
Let's see. I guess I can't do that.
Hold on. He's being questioned. Hold on.
Oh.
Okay.
Great.
No,
Billy Jam is here to save the day.
He's going to get you in sync.
Did I make a record?
Yeah.
You see how it goes, Johnny.
See, but I'm airing the audio, Andy, to explain to you what's going on. The audio's going out.
Finally, you run a policeman off the road. Well, along, man. All right, that's enough.
Oh, wow. It's perfectly in sync. Okay. So you're the one who's out of sync.
Wait, why? Because I'm 40 miles away from the station? Because
you're in the masturbatorium. It's like a time warp.
Yeah, it's true. It's not the best reception.
Yeah.
But the reception is good enough for what I need.
Right. And if you want to join Andy, just take Route 24 West off of I-78.
No.
And follow the signs. Follow the signs for the masturbatorium.
Don't come to Andy's house. I got to get those signs down.
No.
Why on earth did I put those signs up?
It's like the most clearly marked landmark in Morris County. It's really unbelievable.
In hindsight, Ken. In hindsight, that was a big mistake and a waste of money.
All right, okay. So I think the idea here, and I'm a little sick, so I'm sorry if I cough.
I don't care. I'm not there.
Yeah, I know.
You cough, girl.
Hey, for one thing, Andy, we haven't thanked everybody for the marathon. This is the first live show we've done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to thank everybody who helped soak Andy and everybody else who pledged, even if you didn't soak Andy.
Yeah, it meant the world to us. How did the marathon go, Ken?
It went great. It went great. We made the goal about a day and a half after it ended.
Uh-huh. And are you going to institute those changes that you promised?
The changes regarding 7-second delay? You bet.
So how did you dupe that many people to give up that much money?
By playing the hippie noise.
Dear God.
Hey, this calls for celebration.
But anyway, thank you everybody. Thank you everybody who pledged. And
yes, thanks so much. It means the world. It means
it does mean the world to me.
It means we could do this for another year, right, Ken?
Right.
This.
And now there's a guy with a hot rod, Andy. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in 10 seconds.
Jews. Pulling little pranks and stunts every week. We can do that for another year.
Yeah. Great.
Thanks to you and your hard-earned money.
And if you're just joining us, I know it's confusing, but what we're doing is we're watching the Jack Nicholson movie from 1960 called The Wild Ride. It's playing on the FMU website at WFMU.org, as well as on our apps.
I've lost track of the story now because you've been babbling.
Yeah, I think is
he a suspect? Did the cop die? Could somebody tell me what's happening?
I'm too busy talking to you. All I know is that there's a hot rod.
Yeah.
So
Look at her in that little sweater.
You like the sweater?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And now Jack Nicholson is driving up to the garage of some hot rod mechanic. So I think we need a call, Andy. We need somebody to bring us up to speed with the plot. So the phone number here is 201-209-9368. If you're watching,
give the number again. I'm sorry.
201-209-9368. If you are watching The Wild Ride, we would love to hear from you. We need to.
You know what's happening in The Wild Ride.
Yeah, we're too busy talking.
Wait. But how can people know unless they've been watching on YouTube?
Damn, man, you can't get it straight, can you? It's like it's watching.
But we're just babbling over, there's no subtitles, and we're babbling over the dialogue. Maybe somebody's seen this movie before.
Boy, yeah.
Or maybe we should listen for a minute. Let's listen.
Listen, the gang's going to make it to the beach today. Why don't you and me split now? We'll make it together, huh?
Well, what about Ann?
She's out. She's old, man. She's too much of a hang-up.
When did this happen?
He's breaking up with Ann, and he's inviting the mechanic to the beach party. That's what I just gathered, Andy.
Well, I don't blame him. Ann's such a buzzkill. Did you see Ann react when she learned he killed a cop?
That's exactly what he just said.
She wasn't down with it.
After all I showed you with the chicks, man, when you pick one, you really pick one.
Oh, man.
You better watch out. You can catch cold around that.
I just gathered a couple of important plot points, Andy.
Well, wait, let me listen. This is the greatest.
The Jack Nicholson character's name is Johnny, for one thing.
Anything you're saying can't be as good as the dialogue we're missing.
Okay, go ahead and listen.
Believe me.
She turns everybody off. Get yourself a new chick.
She'll fit, Johnny.
The hot rod mechanic is standing up for Ann.
She's got to go.
Johnny,
later. Make it at one.
Yeah, Johnny.
Ann's got to go. Wait, yeah. Does got to go mean that we got to kill Ann?
No.
Or we just got to break up with her?
Yeah, she's just not part of the gang anymore.
Oh.
Johnny's at the liquor store now, and he's looking for the old stuff. But he can't be old enough to drink. He looks like he's 14, like you said.
It's 14, I know.
It'll be 9:02.
So we need a call.
Wait, hold on. He's going to do something hard. Wait, this is going to be a... He's going to do something. He's not going to pay for this.
Yeah.
He's Jack Nicholson. He doesn't pay for liquor.
He's holding the money out.
Oh. Maybe I saw the cleaned up PG version.
It'll be 10 even.
10 even.
Is he short? He must be short the money.
This is the classic liquor store sequence from The Wild Ride.
Well, yeah, that's what we're watching. We're watching The Wild Ride, and it's...
Yeah. Who directed this?
Sam Peckinpah, I believe.
He did not.
And Johnny, a.k.a. Jack Nicholson, is now driving down the road.
Wait, I'm not there yet.
Hair blowing in the breeze.
Yeah.
Oh, another cop is going to... A cop, he passed a speed trap.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, is he going to kill another cop?
No, that's how he rolls, Ken. That's kind of his trademark move. Oh, look. There's the speedometer.
And he's got a case of beer next to him.
When will these cops learn to just let this guy go?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You afraid of my mother?
No.
Ann's playing with another boy, I think.
No kidding.
Mother, if you come out of the house, Dave will just run away.
Oh, wow.
And Jack Nicholson's...
You gonna give up?
Girlfriend?
Well, she was.
You gonna be good?
But he's ostracizing her now because she's a buzzkill.
You know what is so weird about this?
What?
This is almost exactly how I met Beth.
Well, now Anne's making out with this guy at the foot of the sycamore tree. Did that happen to you and Beth, too?
Almost precisely.
Here you
it's
are.
Spooky. Killed the cop, went to the party, bought some liquor.
Spend the whole afternoon together.
Went to the sycamore tree.
Well, the gang's having a blowout. You know, Johnny.
The gang's having a blowout.
All right, we're in sync. This is great. You and I are finally in sync.
Great. You're watching with me now, huh?
Fantastic. Well, no, I think you're in sync with the rest of the world somehow.
Do what he says.
It feels kind of weird.
Johnny's top man.
Johnny's the top man.
Yeah.
And she's saying, you always do what Johnny says?
Well, sure. What character do you relate to here, Ken?
I was nowhere before I met Johnny.
The liquor store guy.
Big. He tuned me in.
I think you're kind of Johnny.
I ain't Johnny. Come on. I don't kill cops. You're the cop killer in this comedy team.
You'll see.
Hey, Ken, you know what? I really enjoyed that movie on HBO about WFMU.
It didn't play on HBO.
Oh, no, it was on last week. It was called Going Clear. It was about people trying to escape from the cult.
Like a funeral!
I really loved it.
No, that was about the church.
How come you didn't make an appearance in it?
No, that's not...
I heard about people just mesmerized by this weird New Age cult.
No, no, you're talking
and,
about the
afraid to speak their mind, afraid to say what they were thinking, afraid what the leader would do,
locking them in prison. You know, that was.
Oh man, it's so great that the FMU movie has been picked up by HBO.
No, that was.
Oh, hey, we're missing a hot rod chase.
That was the documentary about the Church of Scientology, Andy. That was not about.
Oh, okay.
All right, Andy, we finally.
Oh, no, wait, what? We're gonna see some. Oh, we're gonna see. Whoa!
What happened? I missed it.
They were hot rodding. They were racing, and an oncoming truck almost killed them.
Whoa. Okay, so Anne's with this other guy, I guess the mechanic on the side of the road. She's angry about something. Andy, we have a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm from Birmingham. I know Ken. We played darts together.
Oh, is this...
My name's also Ken.
Oh, it's Epic Ken!
Yes. Epic. Have you got Jack Kemp there in the studio? Is he joining you for the next bit, or
close?
Mike Gravel, perhaps.
Close. I have
Andy. Chat about possible guests.
I have Andy
Richard
Breckman.
Michael Heseltine. You might have, perhaps.
This is a great call.
This is really fascinating. We're all ruminating back here in the UK about Jack Nicholson's shifty gaze. He keeps it consistent in all his films, apart from about Schmidt. Do you ever find that?
Are you watching?
He's still got it here. He's
23. Ken, are you watching the movie?
Yes, we are watching the movie.
Okay, so Ken, why don't you give us a play-by-play as to what's happening right
Ken,
now?
Ken, you're saying that Jack Nicholson, even at this age, even at the age of 22 or 23, he had his trademark moves down.
Yeah, he's got that sort of shifty, now he's having a drink,
now he's shirtless? This is fantastic.
You can sometimes see that, yeah. I know what you mean, but it does seem like a bit of a rip-off of The Wild One, we were saying. I don't know what you think, those sorts of, you know... Teen goes around. Do you see that? Yeah, you see that. Andy, is it? Andy. Yeah, big fan of mom.
So you're saying The Wild One came for that? The Wild One with Marlon Brando, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon Brando.
This feels like a kind of a ripoff.
He's 30 at the time. Jack's 23, which I guess is... Oh, he's having a smooch now. I guess it's a bit more proportionate. It's a bit more like here come to eternity. No, from here to eternity, isn't it?
From here to eternity, yeah. Is that about the same time?
Yeah, you know, they're just chilling on a beach. Frank Sinatra will be washing someone away soon.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just realized if you toggle the little arrows that say full screen and you click on it with your mouse, the picture gets bigger and you can enjoy it more. You can see it much more easily.
Oh, gosh, you're watching on YouTube, guys.
Well, no, I'm watching on the FMU website.
All right. Is it just like on the really, really tiny screen then? Because we can just see it on quite a small screen ourselves. I mean, do you think that this film would be quite good in its own right if you watched it? Or, just in the way in which we're watching it now?
Well, we picked it because we thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think we picked it because it was 59 minutes.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
59 minutes is also good, yeah. I mean, could it double up as a silent film? Do you think?
I think you mean you don't need to hear the dialogue. I regret missing the dialogue. I bet the dialogue is fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that a transistor radio?
Just, hanging out with some girls and they're definitely hanging out with some girls now, aren't they?
You can tell they are not listening to FMU. They're enjoying their day. They're enjoying the music.
Yeah, I mean all these white men, they all just look the same to me when they've got their tops off.
Yeah.
I think Jack was the one with the hairy armpits there. And is that a dog on him? Or an alligator? I can't see. Yeah, at least he's not
smoking. Let me tell you about Caucasian men. They love the wild ride, don't they, Ken?
Whoever it is who's got his mouth full of girly is... that will be Jack in later.
Oh, so Jack is kind of left out. His girlfriend's necking with another guy.
Oh, is that his girlfriend? Oh, well, I see tension.
I don't know, I assume.
Moment. Someone should get on the blower to Sean Penn. He could direct a remake. Perhaps Clint Eastwood could direct it. It would be I think either one would make something vomit worthy, no doubt.
No, wait. Who just came in? Wait, I'm not following this. Kenny, are you still there?
I am still here. I'm just listening to you two.
And wait, are you following the story?
To work out who would direct a film like this today? Seth Rogen? Maybe Seth Rogen could star in it. I mean, it's one of those things that you just aren't quite sure. Who would be good to star in it?
I just want to be there in the room when someone pitches a remake of The Wild Ride.
Well, it's kind of like close to wet, hot American summer, if anything, right?
Yeah. Well, there must be some homoeroticism in there by that criteria. But you just don't know where. I mean, look, now the lady's feeling left out. I mean, it's terrible.
Well, it's her own damn fault. She's such a buzzkill.
Yeah. By the way, Andy, I hear about the, I hear the little scoop. I hope I'm not the first one I just launched about the Adam Sandler plan. Would you want to do a remake of this with Adam Sandler?
I don't know Adam Sandler, but I wouldn't say no.
I enjoyed Rat Race when I was about 16, this would be a great
I'm glad you like that. I'll say yes to any paying job.
And Andy,
you have him call me.
Andy, Ken was one of the people who I hung out with last week in Birmingham, and the question that they all had was, are you really a toy mogul, or is that just a joke, and do you really have this fart board game coming out? So why don't you address it directly to Ken?
Well, Ken, if my toy company was a joke, I assure you it would be a lot funnier than it is.
if it wasn't a joke, we'd have to invent it, I guess.
Exactly. No, I've been spending the last couple of years developing games and toys
and seeing where that goes. I would like to have one of those sort of board games.
Oh, that's so nice of you. You know, I hope I'm not too successful because Ken wouldn't know how to relate to me. Ken gets so bitter and resentful around successful people.
Would you like to develop it even further? Maybe you could make a movie about your toy game. That would be even better, wouldn't it?
What's happening here? Wait, tell me.
Epic Ken, we're going to open up the phone lines, but thanks for calling all the way from the UK.
Yeah, it means
a
lot
problem.
To us. Jack Nicholson is picking a fight?
Yeah, what happened was, did you catch what happened there, Andy?
No, man, no.
I'm on you, man. There was a girl who was stroking this guy's head, and then Jack Nicholson like moved in so that he was stroking his head, and he didn't think it was too damn funny.
Oh, there's going to be a fight. I wonder if anyone has a switchblade knife.
Oh, man, sucker punch.
Oh, it's a rumble. It's a rumble, baby. This reminds me of every FMU Christmas party I've ever attended.
How come Jack Nicholson's not involved, though? Now they're fighting in the water. Never good.
Oh, no, that was a dirty move. One guy was taking off his shirt, and while he was mid-shirt removal, now these are going in. Now they're in the water.
It's the hot rod mechanic, and is that Jack Nicholson he's fighting? I can't even see.
I would never fight a hot rod mechanic. Somebody's gonna die here.
You made a bad move, man. I'm gonna cut you up good.
Oh yeah, he had a knife. Now other people are getting involved.
Man, you'll see who gets cut up.
Let's go, man. Wait, they're talking kind of calmly mid fight.
Yeah.
It's over.
Oh. There's Jack Nicholson coming in from behind to stop the fight. He killed another guy. What a bad habit.
No, he didn't. Nobody died here.
I think the guy fell on the knife.
Oh, you're right. There's somebody dead on the... Well, he's not dead.
Jack Nicholson just can't help it.
No, nobody's dead. They're dancing again.
No, there's a guy there dead.
No, he's getting up. He's fine.
No, I'm talking about the... Oh, okay.
See that? Yeah.
Oh, he was dead.
Well, yeah. All right.
The resurrection scene from the Wild Ride.
The beach party's over.
Yeah, that'll end the beach party, man. About? Oh, wait. No, the beach party's not over. Jordan. You have a lot to learn about beach parties, kid. It takes more than a knife fight.
You're with me, and you're thinking about Johnny.
Yeah, when I'm with Johnny, I'm thinking about you. That's nowhere.
Oh, man. Well, Johnny's in everybody's thoughts.
Looks like Johnny's my best friend. And we can't even talk anymore.
You mean since you've known me?
Yeah, since I've known you.
This is the guy who stole Johnny's gal. It's not going very well.
Where's the rest of this cast? What happened to them?
Why do you talk this way?
You don't understand.
In case you're just tuning in, we're watching The Wild Ride, a 1960 movie with Jack Nicholson. You can join us by going to the WFMU homepage. We're about 25 minutes into the movie.
The movie ends, by the way, at exactly 7 o'clock. It's a 1-hour movie.
That's why we chose it.
What do you know?
And you can also call us and tell us what you're thinking, right, Kenny?
Yeah, just like Epic Ken from Birmingham did.
Yes, he dialed the phone, and you could dial your phone in exactly the same manner.
And what's the number, Andy? I guess
there's just no problem. I'm not at the studio, so how would I possibly know?
The number is 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
You know, Epic Ken, your friend Epic Ken,
yeah,
brought up a good point. Well, this probably is a complete ripoff of The Wild One, of the Marlon Brando movie.
Well, what this movie came out in 1960, and The Wild One came out in what year?
I don't know.
It was the 50s.
But even if The Wild One with Marlon Brando came out after this, I stand by my theory. Well, it'll just be harder to defend.
And, you know, in the Marlon Brando character in The Wild One, I believe, was named Johnny. And Jack Nicholson in The Wild Ride is named Johnny as well.
Big man is going weak. He chickened a cop last night, remember?
Oh, man, they're starting to stand up to Johnny now.
Big man is going weak. This is like a bad, bad, bad Godfather.
All right, now we got the jazz bass happening.
So what took you so long?
Some guy has come to talk to Johnny.
Well, I'm sorry, Johnny, but
the video I'm seeing is about 12 seconds off of the audio I'm hearing.
Okay, that's more like it. Things are picking up.
Come on, let's make it
over the track. I'm not going. You're not going. Man, you never missed one of my races before.
Oh, now they're getting ready to drag race, Andy.
I give up, man. What are you going to do that for?
I want her back, Johnny.
You don't want her back. You get yourself a new chick.
I'm not like you, Johnny. They don't fall all over
don't
me.
Don't worry about it. I'll see you get a new chick tomorrow.
I don't want a new chick.
Ooh.
Look, man, she's
Johnny wants the hot rod mechanic to leave Ann alone.
I'm not so sure.
But
Ann,
the hot rod mechanic kind of likes
Ann.
What's
wrong with it?
Jack Nicholson just said, I'll get you a new chick tomorrow.
Yeah.
God, how many times have you said that to me, Ken?
And that's the end. You might as well be dead.
Johnny, can you try to understand?
Only a few.
Like when I chickened today, it wasn't her fault.
I don't say that to
you. I have a little fight with Beth. Hey, man, relax. I'll get you a new chick tomorrow.
What made me do it? At first, I couldn't believe it, and I was mad at myself.
Come out to the volunteer
but when I
room.
Turned out real, I dug it, Johnny. Over. It made sense.
It didn't make any sense, and you wouldn't have done it if that chick hadn't have been there.
No, Johnny, like we're all the time doing things that don't make sense, like tearing things up. But with this chick, I feel there's something besides tearing things
He's
up.
He's got
something
strong better. Feelings for Anne.
Is that how you feel about your wife? That
from now on, you're going to do
you feel like
I
there's stuff
you.
Besides tearing things up
Johnny,
when you're with your wife?
With me, but I do this my way.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Beth.
Uh-huh.
Do it your way.
The Wild Ride. Oh, here,
me.
Somebody, Nick the Bard actually has done a little research about this movie.
Yeah.
There's an 88-minute version.
Well, we're watching the 59-minute version.
The 88-minute version had a different title. It was called Velocity.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, leave it to Nick the Bard. Nick the Bard knows everything.
No, Johnny, it's big with her, real big. She doesn't exist.
This is all building up to one crazy drag race.
So, Andy, what's going to happen? We're 28 minutes in. Predict what's going to happen in the movie.
I guess there's a drag race,
well,
right?
We're at the drag race.
Don't sweat it.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're there.
Oh, we're at the drag race.
Cool it, man. He'll be here.
If you want to call up and give the play-by-play of the drag race, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Here's a question. In 1960, could they have made a movie where Jack Nicholson gets away with hurting that cop? At the end of this movie, does Jack Nicholson have to pay the price?
Oh, you know he's going to pay the price.
Is he going to jail at the end of this movie?
He's going to suffer in some way. There's no way that Jack Nicholson kills a cop in the opening minutes and doesn't get his comeuppance by the end of the movie.
Who do you think would win in a drag race, Ken? You or me?
I think I would.
I have a 2011 Volkswagen minivan. What would you be racing?
I would not use my own car. I would use somebody else's car.
Oh, damn you. Oh, well played, Ken. Well played.
We should do a drag racing show.
I'd love to do a drag racing show.
Oh, what's Johnny up to now?
I go 0 to 60.
Oh, my God, Johnny's... He's going to kill somebody else. He's messing with the steering wheel of one of the cars that's involved in the drag race.
Who's he? What? Who is that? Jack Nicholson?
I think that was Johnny.
Oh, he's putting a note on the steering wheel. Oh no! Wait, is he? Is
no,
he
was.
With it?
I'm not sure what he did, but it wasn't good.
We'll find out, my friend.
And that's a really annoying horn sound.
So everybody can join us. We're watching The Wild Ride, and you can join us either on YouTube or on the WFMU what page are we on, Ken?
We're on the WFMU homepage, Andy. It's WFMU.org. Oh, man.
And how many minutes in if people are
they're up to
something.
Something bad is going to happen here.
Something bad always happens, Ken. Welcome to life. Hey, how many minutes in are we?
We're about 30 minutes in.
Number 5.
Have you ever been to a drag race?
I have not. Have you?
No, but from what I understand, somebody always tampers with somebody's car.
Okay, I'll check you out.
There's some kind of security point checkpoint here. I honestly can't follow this story. Are you following it?
Yeah, I am. I think I'm following the basics. Johnny's
Ken,
up.
This is great. This is so much better than going to a movie, isn't it, with, like, real people? Having to sit next to strangers?
All right, Johnny has just arrived at the drag race.
This is so great. We can all watch a movie together, us and all our fans. We don't have to see anyone.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's so great.
I'm telling you, this is fantastic.
Is it? Yeah. You're,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You got a ticket? It's a well-organized drag race. There's a guy really watching the door, checking tickets.
Yeah. Oh, there's a cop. This can't be good news. You know what happens when Johnny gets near cops.
All right, Johnny's trying to get into the drag race. And the doorman.
Oh, okay.
Doorman's skeptical, but he's letting him in. Johnny's got his helmet in his hand. It seems like an official drag race arena. It's not like some street race, Andy.
Next Sunday, we're going to have a full afternoon of hot rod races.
Yeah, it is. It's an official racetrack.
And for the two slowest cars. An Australian pursuit race at a 50-lap main with an inverted start. It's got to be quite a show. So come out and be sure to tell your friends about it.
Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
It looks like they shot this sequence on a real location, right?
Why do you say that?
Because it's a real location.
Sound me, man.
Just a little gag, man. How to get in?
You told the cop you were me.
Didn't mean anything.
Oh man, are you picking up on what's going on here, Andy?
He told the cop. You today, man. He was Jack Nicholson.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Johnny does not like his identity being tampered with.
He's not coming.
Off with that lame chick?
Suppose you let me worry about Dave. Barney, you're such a big man.
Okay,
I want you to run a little errand for me. I want you to put some green stuff on my back.
He's asking Barney. Johnny just asked Barney to put green stuff on his back.
What does that mean?
You're not betting?
Algae?
Just let your motor cool.
Algae or seaweed or...
Or maybe he can bet on me.
Ben Gay?
Yeah, Ben Gay.
Ben Gay's not green. Oh, I bet you're right. He means to bet on him.
This is... this is how I met Bethy. This is exactly what happened at the drag race. Somebody stole my identity.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. There is a white Ford. License number KJS 565 blocking exits.
KJS 565 is blocking the exits, Andy.
Wait, now is that just background chatter or is that a plot point?
Oh, that's got to be a plot point.
So Jack Nicholson is going out to move the car?
No. He's sitting in the stands with his buds.
I'm completely at sea.
He's getting money.
I have no idea.
He's.
Where's Dave?
Yeah, we need somebody to fill us in on what's happening here.
Yeah.
Just
for one thing, I didn't read the novel, so I'm just a little lost.
Sit down. Dave will be by in a minute.
This is one of the few movies that actually improved on the book. I think we'd all agree with that.
So we've determined that Dave is the hot rod mechanic who kind of stole Johnny's girl.
You better hurry up and get that money down. Time's running out.
Have we established that, Ken?
Yeah, I think we have.
Have we?
Barney's going to put some green on Johnny's back.
What does that mean? Is Johnny racing?
Yeah,
Johnny. But wait, is Johnny?
Hell yeah, Johnny's racing. He had a helmet in his hand.
The next race will be the main event. 10 laps.
Did he have? But wait, no. But he's racing under a different identity now.
No.
Does the other guy have to race because he gave his name as Johnny?
Johnny Barron in number 5. is driving Andy Burke's old car, the Schaefer Special.
Okay, Johnny's driving Andy Burke's old car.
I do like the name Johnny Barron, I have to say.
Yeah, it's right up there with Chest Rockwell.
Art's been a regular in the front row for quite a few seasons. Incidentally,
wow, they really were at a drag race.
I told you last week this is an important race. I'm here, don't sweat it. You want to drive my car, be here on time.
Oh, there's the boss. That's the owner. That's the guy who owns the car that Johnny's racing.
Yeah.
Johnny answers.
He's going all. The boss is going all Friedman on it. When a boss just starts screaming irrationally, you say he's going Friedman on the employee.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I've heard. Yeah, you've never heard that.
No, I never heard that.
Well, there's probably a reason they don't use that term.
Yeah, nobody calls that going Friedman around here.
No, they don't. Not until you're home for dinner. Not until they're sure you're home.
Yeah, why don't you shut your face and stick to your driving?
Oh, man. Johnny answers to no man.
That's why we love him. So the Jack Nicholson persona was already in place.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
He was a rebel.
I'm wondering if this is the first movie that Jack Nicholson did.
It is?
I don't know. I'm curious.
You mean he got the lead in his first movie? I can't believe it. Didn't he do like a lot of little Roger Corman movies and had to do featured parts and smaller parts?
That's a good question. Andy, Dale from the UK informs us that this is not a drag race. It's a dirt track.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks,
Why,
Dale.
Tell me what that means exactly.
It means that they're driving around in circles on a dirt track. A drag race is usually you just go in a straight line.
Oh, on asphalt, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Look, there's a real stand.
All right. Johnny.
Jack Nicholson is sizing up the track, the crowd, the competition. It looks like three or four. Wait, it looks like five or six cars, right?
If you want to give the play-by-play of the race, call now at 201-209-9368. We are watching The Wild Ride, starring Jack Nicholson from 1960. You can watch it on the WFMU homepage right now, WFMU.org.
The running time is 1 hour, so we're going to be watching the whole movie.
So, Andy, you got to call it.
We're going to take this all the way to the end with you.
Johnny can't die during this race because there's still 23 minutes left of the movie. Am I right?
I guess that's true. Yes, structurally that's true. I think he has to get his comeuppance, right? There has to be like another scene with Gail.
Gail?
I mean, well, Anne.
Anne.
You know what I also loved? I love the sequel to this. It was called Y.O.Y. And it starred Andrea Salenzi. Hey, maybe we could run that after this movie. Oh, he's got to start it now.
So, Andy, are you going to be here live next week?
No, I can't.
Yeah, so three weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Can't make it.
You got your money?
Yeah.
Didn't all the checks clear? What do you care?
Yeah, checks did clear.
Yeah. So quit your griping. Your little scam worked.
It's not a scam. It was a fundraiser.
Yeah.
To raise.
Yeah, fundraiser. That's what we call it.
All right. So the,
I forgot what you call the scam when the mic's on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The dirt race is underway.
In case you have never been to the FMU studio, there's a giant sign in front of the DJ's booth.
Yeah.
It says, call it a fundraiser. Oh, there we go, man. This is it. I wonder if Jack Nicholson did any of these stunts himself. You can't tell he's wearing a helmet.
Anne looks concerned.
Wait, which one is Anne? Is that Anne?
That was Anne in the stands looking concerned, yeah.
Okay. Boy, they're going around and around the big dirt oval.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking up lots of dust. Oh, man, I really want to do this. The closest anyone can come is like, you know, one of those little dinky things at the...
like go-kart racing.
Go-kart races at the pier, you know,
yeah.
At the carnivals.
These kind of are like go-karts. They're teeny, tiny little cars.
I wonder how fast they're going.
There's no way to
possibly. Are they going 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour?
I doubt it.
You don't think that fast?
No.
The order as they go into the fifth lap is... Saunders in 19 first, Barron in number 5 second, Davidson in
7. Okay, Johnny's in second place.
How do you know this?
Because he just said so.
We're watching The Wild Ride. You can watch it with us on the WFMU.org homepage.
Oh, there was a...
It's a 1960
a crash.
Jack Nicholson vehicle.
Okay, Johnny has taken the lead.
Now, honestly, Ken, if you were watching this in 1960, would you have guessed that the lead actor would be one of the great actors of his generation?
I would not. I couldn't talk yet. I was only 1 year old.
I remember going to see this with my family.
Yeah?
Yeah, 5 years old.
I remember seeing Hot Rods to Hell.
With your family?
No, when I was a little kid, and it really frightened me. It was very similar to this.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I don't think these guys are going to quite make it to hell, because they're going around and around in an oval. One more lap to go.
Johnny's in the lead.
Let me ask you this. Are we supposed to be rooting for Johnny, the guy that killed the cop?
Well, Johnny's going to win because it's not time for him to get his comeuppance yet. Uh-oh.
Wait, no. I think there's going to be some sabotage, some foul play. Oh,
Johnny just ran somebody off the road.
What the heck?
Yep. Well, that's one way to win a race. Yeah. Johnny won, but he won by playing dirty. Oh, man. He's going to die a grisly death. How do you think Johnny's going to die?
That is the worst kind of death you could die by, the way.
How do you think he's going to die, Andy?
I don't know. I just pray and pray that my own personal death will not be grisly. It will be ungrisly.
It might be gruesome.
I'll take gruesome. Wouldn't you take gruesome over grisly?
Yeah, I have to admit I would.
Hey, I think we have another great idea for a show. That's just a sample. That's just a taste of the kind of shows you're going to see in the upcoming year.
Grizzly
versus gruesome.
Johnny won the race, but there's no joy in it. There's no joy in it for anybody. He played dirty.
Who did he really cheat?
Can you get yourself a new mechanic?
Johnny just almost punched out his mechanic. The mechanic quit.
It's Johnny's attitude, man.
I waited for this for a long time.
The owner's happy?
It's all yours, boy.
The owner's happy?
Oh, my God. He almost went Friedman on that mechanic.
No, I thought it... It's quite, it's
he almost
not,
did, man.
He just went Friedman on the Friedman. Yeah. All right. The race.
Yeah. Clash of the Friedmen.
Would you have it for me the minute you
the race scene is over. Dave is calling Ann. Dave's lost. He can't figure out why Ann's not calling him back.
Yeah.
There's sad music on.
For you timid souls, you can tune in now. The race scene is over.
It's a great race.
Those of you with a heart condition can tune back in.
Will you? Officer Nooney is dead. I thought you might want to know.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot.
Oh, there's a policeman who...
The officer's dead.
Yeah. I just assumed
it. Get out of the way, you're blocking the action.
I just assumed that...
We'll be seeing you.
Man, he's cocky.
Yeah.
He just heard that he killed a cop.
And Ken from Hyde Park tells us, Andy, that this is Jack Nicholson's third movie. First being The Cry Baby Killer in 1958.
You're top stud.
Ken from Hyde Park and Adam's mom.
Hey, we're gonna go on the town.
Crazy, where are you, man?
Crazy, man.
Yeah,
so he's a cop killer now. There's no way he gets away.
Right, he's gotta die. Yeah.
You think he's gotta die or get caught?
I think he's got to die. He's just...
Okay, so he's got to... Obviously, the movie's called A Wild Ride. He's got to crash, right?
Yeah.
Is that what this whole thing's moving up to?
I believe so. And it's gonna happen in the next 15 minutes. Jack Nicholson, a.k.a. Johnny, is taking his winnings, and he's taking all of his buds out to go out on the town.
God, this is really like a typical 7-second delay. It's all leading up to a fiery, horrid crash.
Yes.
In which the bad guys get their comeuppance. We do that metaphorically and literally every week. Now where are they going?
Well, I think somebody's turning. I get the impression that this guy's turning.
He's growing a conscience.
Yeah.
It's called a conscience scan.
It's one of Johnny's boys.
Oh, he's going to drop a dime on Johnny. Oh, literally. There's the dime.
Oh, he called Dave.
I'd make it.
No, he's going to call the cop. Wait, who's he going to call?
No, he called Dave. Dave. He's telling Dave that Ann's back with Johnny.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Dave's going to kill Johnny.
Had to make a phone call.
Yeah, who'd you call?
My mother.
He lied. He didn't call his mother. He called Dave.
Oh, I see.
And now Dave is going to kill Johnny. That's my prediction.
He just set Dave off, kind of like in The Godfather, where they set Sonny off, right?
Right.
I know you kids are feeling pretty high, but take it easy in here.
Oh, sure, Dad.
I mean it. No cutting up.
No cutting up. What do they mean by
cutting up?
They've been watching me very close.
You died?
We dig you, man.
Jack Nicholson's good with the beatnik lingo.
I love this movie. This movie has everything. I just wish it had a little more women dancing to the Watusi. Is that too much to ask?
That is too much to ask.
Goodbye, man.
Maybe it's in the extended version, the 88-minute version.
Well, the party seems to be breaking up. I'm not sure what happened here. But Johnny just grabbed Anne by the arm, and against her will, she's going with him. That's not going to sit well with Dave.
Is Anne going to die too?
She might. Yeah. Oh, that would be perfect if Dave kills Johnny, but accidentally in the process also kills Anne.
Oh my God, this is so much like my third date with Beth. I can't believe it.
Brother, Dave can see him now.
We've all been there. It's so relatable.
Johnny's attempting to slow dance with Anne. She will not put her arms around him. She's keeping the arms at her side.
Right.
I thought it was disgusting. Did you have to hit that other driver?
Ken, you're 10 seconds ahead of me. No, you're going to know how this ends.
You got to catch up, Andy.
Well, I can't watch any faster. Here, maybe I'll move closer to the screen.
Yeah, move closer.
Nope, it doesn't help much.
That didn't help?
It helped very, very little.
You really are a drag.
You really are a drag.
Yeah, see? You got it.
No, I have the audio with you, but not the video. Doesn't matter. It so doesn't matter.
No, it matters a lot.
I don't think so. He's just upset.
We got 12 minutes to go. 12 minutes for Johnny to die a grisly death. Anne just got fed up with him and walked away.
The movie's only 60 minutes long. I think every movie should be 60 minutes long. That's all you need, right?
And
that should be a rule. That should be a law. I love the dancing in the background. Oh.
You just love the Watusi.
I do love that Watusi. I didn't see anyone dancing the Watusi on that WFMU documentary on HBO.
I think you're talking about the Scientology.
The one about the cult called Going Clear.
That's about Scientology.
About volunteers trying to leave the station. About the mind games you play with everyone.
No, that's about the Church of Scientology. That wasn't the WFMU documentary. I understand. Ooh, somebody just slapped Johnny.
You're 10 seconds ahead of me. Oh, this is just a series of spoiler alerts.
Now take the rest of these buns and get
out. Oh, my God. Now I see the slap. I just saw the slap.
Okay, so now...
Oh, he's reacting.
Yeah, Johnny's getting kicked out. Johnny and all his buds are getting kicked out of the this lantern place they're at.
Even though they were warned that there was no cutting up allowed.
Nah, we're splitting.
We're splitting.
Yeah, they're splitting. They're splitting the nowhere scene.
You should put him aside at the station, Ken. No cutting up.
Johnny.
Oh, it's so exciting. We have 11 minutes to go.
I never really knew you before.
So what?
Did I ever see you?
If you're just joining us, first off, I envy you. Secondly, we're watching The Wild Ride with Jack Nicholson. We're all watching it together, as if we're in the movies together. You can join us on the WFMU.org homepage.
Well said, Andy.
Hey, and give the phone number.
The phone number is 201-209-9368.
An arrogant little child.
Oh, she called
him. Like an arrogant little child.
Honey, you're a bad loser.
She nailed it.
Oh, man, she called him an arrogant little child. He called her a bad loser.
Hey, Johnny, let me see the trophy. I got a swinging idea, man.
I think they belong together, man. In hell.
The sick of days are too much, man. She's lousing up everything. Let's dump her. We'll dump her, all right, man. But not right now.
I think they're talking.
I bet Jack Nicholson loved playing this guy.
Right.
They're talking about killing Anne now, I think.
Hey, Barney, come here.
Well, why wouldn't they? She's such a buzzkill. No jury in the world would convict them.
Gonna give her a real scare.
Oh, they're just gonna scare her, Ken. But you know what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, he's gonna die.
Or she is.
Or both of them.
Gonna take a little ride out to our place off the highway.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there's the plan.
They are both gonna die.
What's the matter, man?
Okay, let's bet. I bet she dies and he gets carted away in handcuffs.
You say
they both die?
I think they both die. Who's right?
Well, there's only one way to tell,
buddy.
We're
gonna find out.
There's only one way to tell. Is lose another 8 minutes of your life on this movie.
What's happening?
Dave isn't going to be here.
He'll be here.
Oh, Dave will be there, honey.
No, I'm going home.
Oh, no, you're not, Anne.
No, you're not.
Ha!
Wow, you called it.
Called it.
Kid, you are my Jack Nicholson.
Just open your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Watch her, Flippy.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, they're forcing Anne into the convertible.
Not cool.
With Johnny.
Not cool.
Where are we going?
They're just doing it for kicks.
Oh, and look at that car. Oh. That car has, oh, man, it has the cool push-button transmission. Remember the push-button transmissions?
It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, the cars in The Wild Ride starring Jack Nicholson?
Exactly. Oh, this is the thrilling conclusion of The Wild Ride with Jack Nicholson. Watch it with us, won't you? It's at WFMU.org. It's Public Domain Mystery Theater. Or Mystery Public Domain Theater, as Philippe called it. Anne's trying to run away. Johnny, Jack Nicholson's running after her. They're going down. He grabs her. He's trying to force himself on her. A couple of other hot rods are in close pursuit. Johnny and Anne are fighting. So it looks like you and I might both be wrong, Andy, because they're out of the car. So the death might not be grisly or gruesome.
I think when you pay good money for a movie, you want to see either a grisly or gruesome death.
Oh, Anne's biting his arm now.
Johnny! That's exactly what I would do.
And now everybody's watching.
Easy, Dave.
Dave's there.
Oh, this is it. It's all coming to a head.
You got it wrong, man.
You had to do it, Johnny.
I didn't do anything.
You had to spoil it too, Johnny.
Dave! I only did it to scare Dave.
Dave is very upset. Johnny's claiming he did it for Dave. Dave's gonna hit Johnny. Nope.
Wait, you're like 20 seconds ahead of me.
Okay.
The audio.
Johnny's getting in his car. He's giving pursuit to Dave.
Is this finally the wild ride, the titular wild ride?
Yes.
You've waited for?
And Johnny's alone in the car now, so it could be a situation where Johnny dies and Anne survives. Andy had predicted that Anne would die, Johnny would live. I said both Anne and Johnny would die.
I bet the pink slip.
All right,
to
this is the final wild ride. They're going down a country road.
It can't get more wild than this.
Dave's in the lead. Johnny's coming up behind him. Dave's upset. He thought he had a friend in Johnny.
Ken, I love you so much. I love how you're really into this.
Oh, listen to the music.
I know, it's great. It's actually great music for a chase.
We have somebody on the line, but this is too exciting. We can't take a call right now.
Wait, fill me in again. Who's chasing who?
Johnny is chasing Dave.
But where's Dave hope to go?
I don't know.
What's his plan? He's just splitting, man?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but Dave is very upset, and Johnny's trying to...
Dave is upset because Jack Nicholson was
beating up Anne.
At his girl, right?
Oh, and now there's a cop involved. Now the cop is giving chase to everybody.
Okay. Finally. Law and order. Finally, my world makes sense.
4 miles north of town. Let's cut him off.
Let's cut him off, finally.
Cops are going to cut him off.
Someone to root for.
That's not going to work. That is not going to work.
Ken, what do you hope happens? There's my question. What do you hope happens?
I hope Johnny gets decapitated. That's what I'm hoping. You know what? I don't care if Johnny gets decapitated as long as somebody gets decapitated.
That's what you hope happens.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a circle jerk.
That's not going to happen.
Well, that's why the odds are so long.
Oh, no.
The odds are like 1 in 20.
Oh, Andy, Dave just crashed, I think.
Wait, see, you're 20 seconds ahead of us, Ken. You're ruining the movie.
I'm not ruining the movie.
You're telling us 20 seconds ahead what happens. Oh, now he's crashing. Now we're all seeing him crash.
Is Johnny running down?
Ken, you're 20 seconds ahead. You're like a walking spoiler. You're like a human spoiler.
Looks like Dave's dead.
Bite your tongue for 20 seconds.
All right, you tell us what's happening then.
Well, I'll tell you what I can see. Wait, somebody's dead.
Johnny is overcome with grief. His best friend Dave is dead.
Dave is dead?
It appears that way.
It was Dave who died?
Yeah.
Oh, this makes him sad. The cop, the poor cop, there was no reaction. Oh, now the cops are going to get him for this. That's the irony.
He was big with you, man.
They're going to get him for drag racing. What's the lesson of this movie, Ken, if you had to sum it up?
Don't be friends with Johnny.
Good.
Anne is crying over Dave's dead body. And Johnny, we have 3 minutes to go, and Johnny has not had his comeuppance yet. This is crazy.
Isn't the lesson, if you have a choice between a drag race and a circle jerk?
I killed him,
says Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Oh, finally, we're seeing some remorse.
It was big with him, and I wouldn't listen. I just killed him.
So what's Johnny going to do?
Kill that cop.
Johnny
just
admitted.
Just confessed.
He confessed to killing the cop, confessed to killing Dave.
This is like the end of the jinx.
You're going to win. You're going to win, Andy. It's going to end with them taking him away in handcuffs.
Well, I only get half credit. I didn't see David die.
Oh, man, you're so good at this.
Well, I got half credit. But he's going to actually turn himself in.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good in all of us.
Is that?
And even in you and Johnny. He's going to walk up. He's going to do his 3 years in prison.
I think he's going to get more than 3 years for killing a cop.
Let's split. This is a drag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, you're right. He just Johnny. Confessed to it. You're right.
Stud's all gone the, bad. Let's split.
Let's split, yeah. Well, you'd think there'd be more cops there looking at the body.
We're with you, big man.
Well, Andy, I want to thank Ruth for making Mystery Public Domain Theater 3000 possible tonight.
I love the name. That's great.
And thanks to Billy Jam for his help.
And Veronica and Nick the Bard.
Yes, thank you, Nick the Bard, for call screening. And thank you, Veronica, for helping with the email newsletter.
And thank you, Ken, for letting me Skype this in.
It's the end! Oh, man.
Wait, no, you're 20 seconds ahead. You just ruined it. Now we know the movie ends. Now we know what it says on the screen at the end of the movie. And there it is.
All right, that's it. Whoops. That's the end of the wild ride.
Now, how long from this point on, how long until Jack Nicholson was a household name? I guess Easy Rider, right?
Yeah, that was what, 67? Easy Rider?
Okay, so he had 7 years to go.
Yeah. And he wore a helmet in the wild ride just like he had in Easy Rider.
He really was cool. Yeah. I gotta say I love him.
Yeah. Well, this was fun, Andy. Thanks for...
Yeah, fun's a kind of an elastic term. But
yeah, it is. Thanks for Skyping in.
This was on the fun spectrum.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in telephonically, even if you couldn't come in.
Hey, it's literally, and I mean this, literally the least I could do.
And we'll be back next week doing something, possibly not live. We might pre-record a show for next week.
Hey, don't, right? And stay tuned for the sequel to The Wild Ride. It was called Y.O.Y. They couldn't get Jack Nicholson back. They got Andrea Salenzi.
Coming right up. Thanks, Andy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org. and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned next for YOY with Andrea.
YOY Radio. I'm Andrea Salenzi, and I'm here with my friend Cassie. She's a friend from Radioland, an audio producer and teacher.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I love it here.
You came to me with the best topic anyone's ever come to me with.
About the songs?
Yeah.
Yes. Seriously. I'm so glad. The best songs about sex.
And it means we get to just like sit back and listen to a lot of sexy songs about sex, or in my case, not that sexy songs about sex.
Weird associations with sex. I put out like a thing on my Facebook today where I was like, hey guys, what are your favorite songs about sex? And then I got all these responses and they were like interesting little insights into people, you know, because I was like, oh, okay, cool.
This says something about us.
That's what you're into. Cool. And then I noticed from my list, I was like, ah, there's like some themes here, like, you know, just stuff.
Okay, so when I thought about the sexiest songs about sex, I instantly went back to before I knew much about sex.
Right. That was a time.
So you're like
mysterious.
Yeah, and you're like looking to music for clues.
Right, and music videos.
Yes. Oh my God, music videos.
Yeah, and you're like, that's what sex looks like. I remember when I got a massage when I was 14 for my birthday, my mom bought me a massage, and I was like, this is what sex feels like. And it's not, but it is pretty great. But I just really didn't have any idea about that.
Right. Yeah. So this is the line that I instantly thought of was, fell asleep inside me.
Ew.
I know.
Why? What is that from?
As an adult, that really grosses me out.
Me too.
And I think it's a horrible
That's
idea.
Awful. Wait, is that from a song?
Yes.
Is it supposed to be offensive and like making
It's from the Third Eye Blind song Semi-Charmed Life.
Interesting. Okay. How do I get back there to the
place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get back to the place where I fell asleep inside you?
But do you think that's literally like we were having sex and I was really sleepy and I fell asleep? Or do you think it's like,
how else do you fall asleep inside another human?
Poetry, Andrea. Okay, so like she like opened up her heart and he like went and sleep inside and it was like so cozy, just like took a little nap.
Okay, but I think it has both meanings. I think it's like, oh, we had so much sex and we were so tired And I just didn't want to move. And then I just fell asleep. And I just happened to still be a little inside you.
That sounds pretty gross. That reminds me of this Sex and the City episode where Miranda runs into Steve, you know, on the street. And he's with another woman. And then she's like, oh, he's dating. And then she calls him at his house. And she's like, hey, I was just thinking maybe we could get together. And he's like, okay. And then he's like... girlfriend at that moment, and then she's like, who was that? And he was like, that was, I think my ex wants to get back together. I don't think we can be together. And she's like, you're breaking up with me while you're still inside me. And it just like sent chills through like my 15-year-old body. Like I was like, oh god, the world is so mean.
Yeah, because I think I thought there was like such a firm barrier between inside another person and not.
Yeah, but you can be inside someone at any time.
Movie theaters, just wherever,
all over the place. It's pretty, you know,
it's pretty cash.
Yeah, it is pretty cash. How do you spell cash? And when you write cash,
oh my god,
C-A-J.
I think I'm like above typing it, but not above saying it.
Okay. I've tried to type it before. Like I've tried to text it to somebody. Like, do you want to go to this party? It's pretty cash. And I'll be like, I don't know how to write that.
I think you got
to
write out casual.
Oh god. I would never say casual.
Okay. My other horrible one. And then you're going to get to, then we can get to actually sexy ones.
Wait, will you tell me exactly what time period you were in high school? Like what era are we in?
So I'm 30. So I would have thought that was cool when I was listening to my alt rock station and I was like 12 or 13.
Okay. So mid 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm in the same era. I am 32. So.
And were you also listening to an alternate rock station?
I was not into Third Eye Blind at all. At all.
I don't think I own their CD. I just think I had to hear that song.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
That song is everywhere. Totally. I was very into lesbian rockers in high school and Sublime, which doesn't make any sense that I put those two things together, but I really liked Sublime and the Indigo Girls.
Okay, so yeah, I think lesbian rockers, and I think Ani DiFranco, Indigo Girls. Yes. Who am I missing?
Yeah, other lesbian rockers include Melissa Ferrick, but I wasn't really that into her, and Dar Williams, who's not a lesbian actually, but she was really embraced by the lesbian community. Yep. Joan Armatrading, Tracy Chapman. Those were my faves, you know.
Yeah.
Just all those people. The Butchies, Bitch and Animal. These weren't my total favorites, but this was a part of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I won concert tickets to go see Eve 6 when I turned 17.
Cool.
From the local radio station.
Awesome. I've never won anything from a local radio station that I'd like to in my life. Is this song about sex?
I don't think it was, Monday except for one line. Make me blind when your eyes both sink. When you get close, tie me to the bedpost. I alone am the one you don't know you need. You don't know you need me. Make me blind when your eyes close. Tie me to the bedpost. That's it.
Tie me to the bedpost?
That's it.
Okay. That's it. Oh my god. I can't believe that your like sexual reference points are like these tiny little moments.
Tiny little clues.
And these like,
cuz I like the rest of the song did not mean anything to me except for I was like, "Oh, he fell asleep inside me and he tied me to the bed." But like both are things that are kind of like happening to you.
Did you ever make sex playlists?
Like a sexy mixtape for someone?
Or like a mixtape or a playlist once we got into computers for like listening to while you have sex, you know?
You don't have
a sex mix? Well, you can have this mix that we're going to create today.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had someone let me play music while we're hooking up. Like, I think for the most part...
let you play music?
Yeah, they'll be like, no, no, distracting.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Huh, okay.
Well. Let's go to you, and then we're going to come back
to it. All right, I've got so many. I have 11. I don't know
where to start.
I don't know which one to start with.
Start with the top three.
I'm going to go in order from... third place to first place. Okay?
Good.
I'm going to start with third place. Third place is a song called Drive. Can you find it?
Sure.
Okay. And I today when I like put this thing out on my Facebook, my like very like my very like lesbian American friend, which I don't, that's not a thing, lesbian.